We are in Simin Shin Yud Beis. We're up to Sif Beis, and we'll be doing from Beis through Zion. We were learning the halachis of carrying stones for cleaning oneself after relieving themselves, which was common in those days. So Sif Beis, we saw that Chazal were matir for Kavod HaBriyos carrying stones, even though their muktzamak was gufo. Sif Beis and Yardu Geshamim Alo Havanim. You had stones sitting in the ground, and there was heavy rain. V'nitbu'u, and the stones sunk into the ground. In rishumam nikr, if you can tell that there's a stone there, mutar litlan kedei lekaneach ve'im bazeh mishum solsa ve'lo mishum tochen. If it's obvious that the stone just sunk in there, then that's not considered stira, and it's not considered tchina, breaking the dirt up. Siv gimel tzror she'olu bo asavim. Say you have a pebble on which some moss grew. Muter, so the halacha is muter lekaneach bo. You're allowed to be mekaneach with it. V'lo chashin in shem yitlashu. And we're not choshish that maybe the what's growing on it is going to end up being cut off. Now, if you go and you pull off the rock, the moss that's on it, so we say that is considered okr dover megidulo. What you're doing is severing something from what it is growing on, and it goes under the malacha of ktsira. So here we're not choshish. Da'afim yitlishu leke isura, the davar sheina miskavenu. Because this is a davar sheina miskaven, the halacha is that would only be usur midrabbanan on Shabbos, and they were matarit for kavod habriyos. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Brura says that this is only talking about where there's no psik resha. Meaning, if you know for a fact that it will definitely take some of the green off the stone, then the halacha would be that it's aser, because that's a daraisa. Siv dalet lo yitalto regev adoma lekaneach bo mipnei she'ena ruil lekinuach l'fishin nifreches. To take a big piece of dirt to use that for kinuach, the halacha is Chazal were never matred because it's not really roy. Because it falls apart. Also, lekaneach becheres afilu bechol. You're not to use ceramic even during the week. Mishum sakana shlo yinotek shini hakerkeshta pirusha me'ayim atluim befit tabas. Because what you can do is you can actually destroy the valve of the rectum of the piece of kishka by way of the cheres itself. Now, the halachi is that during the week it's brought down that you shouldn't use cheres anyway because of kshofim. However, lemaisa, we're going to see that, first of all, bisman hazeh, we're not so choshish for the kshofim, and we're going to see that something that's only also because of kshofim, Chazal allowed you to use on Shabbos rather than carrying something else that is muktzah. You have a choice between using a stone, which is mukta, or the ear, the handle of a broken ceramic cup. So that's not mukta because it's leftovers of a keli and it still has some kind of use. Also, it is not dangerous because it's smooth, so we're not afraid that you're gonna hurt yourself. What's the only issue? The only issue is kshafim. So first of all, today the kshafim are uncommon, but even if they would be, Chazal were not matir carrying a stone if you can carry something non-mukta, even though there's a chash kshafim. So if it wouldn't be a smooth piece of ceramic, then there would be a sakona, so Chazal would be matir carrying the stone. But since this is a smooth piece, and it's a keli, because it came from a keli, Chazal prefer that with the chash kshafim over being matir carrying a stone. The kiven the chalokim like a mishum sakana. Mekaneach bo'oz nacherashu roi lechasas bo pi akli. It is leftovers of a keli that still has a function. Tzror va'asavim. If you have a choice between a stone or grass, so you're better off using asavim. Now, even though asavim too have a problem of kshafim, once again, Chazal were not matir tiltul muktza. If you can carry something if you can move something that is not muktza, even though there's a chash of kishaf. Avol biyaveishim ein mekanchem ipnei shem chodim umechadchem es abaser. Whereas if you're dealing with dry grass, there one can hurt himself. So there, Chazal were matter that you carry the stone. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that it is mutter to relieve oneself in someone else's field, there's no chash gezel. You're allowed to do that, and you can even pick up a pebble and use that to clean oneself. But you cannot go and take a pebble that is part of his stone fence. You cannot go because that's during the week it's gezel, and on Shabbos that would be considered stira as well. Sivav, bekanchim b'Shabbos basovim lachim afiluhei mechuborim. You are allowed to use asovim lachim, leaves or grass, even though they're mechubar lakarka. Of course, we're not talking about where you pull them off. You leave them on the ground. Ubavad shelo yazizem, as long as you don't, yazizem here doesn't mean don't move them, it means that you don't detach them. Umishum mishtamish b'mechubar lechid lo amr b'ilin avalo b'yerek. Chazal did not aser a grass that is less than 3 tfachim from the ground. There's no iser tiltel there, which they did make in other things growing from the ground. Sivzayin, hayatzarach l'nakava v'eni yochol lefanos. Someone who is constipated. Shirufuasu lamashmish bepia dabas, shemimashmish shum bitzror vanekev niftach. Where what was commonly done is that they would put a pebble there for the sake of opening up one's kishkis so that he would be able to relieve himself. Lo yimashmish b'shabes kederach shemimashmish b'chol. Chazal were not matir that you use the pebble in the same way that you do during the week. Why is that? Because we're afraid that it's going to actually pull out hairs. Dahainu, she'ochas atzror b'chol hayad. During the week, you pick up a pebble with your whole hand and you forcefully push open the kishka. Whereas mishum hasharas nimin, because that would cause hair to come off, either hair or little pieces of skin. Elam a mashmish kelacher yad. Dahainu she'ochas atzror b'beiz etzbosa b'mashmish. You can only hold it with 2 fingers. Therefore, it will not be forceful. And it will not be a psik reisha for making anything come out.